This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are, when push comes to shove, a subjective species. As clear-eyed and level-headed as we try to be, we're pretty easily persuaded by outside forces, starting, if this makes any sense, with our own bodies. Thelma Lobel has written about all of this in her new book. It's called Sensation, the New Science of Physical Intelligence. Thelma, good to speak with you.
Good to be here.
I want you to tell me, just as a place to start, about the apartment in Tel Aviv that you and your husband tried to sell.
We had an apartment that we wanted to sell, and we pretty much decided already what is the price that we want to ask. And we had buyers that were really interested. I saw that they brought their architect before, and I was sure, being a psychologist, that they will agree to the price that I said. And then we sat down, and they served a lot of hot coffee. And I remember holding a warm cup in my hands all the time. And then, without noticing it, I went down in the price. And when I came home, of course, after shouting at my husband that it's all his fault, which I do all the time anyhow. So after doing that, I really didn't know why I did that.
So to cut to the chase, warm beverages make you what? More agreeable? More negotiable? What?
All of that. If you touch something warm, it doesn't have to be beverage. They make you judge other people as warmer. They make you more generous, and they make you trust other people more. If you take all these together, it really is very important in negotiating, because if you trust the other person more, you agree more to his or her offer.
It's a thing you call embodied cognition. What does that mean?
Embodied cognition means that our mind and bodies work together, and that all the things in the environment, the things that we see, the texture of the things we touch, the temperature of the things we touch, the colors we see, the things we smell, they all influence our behaviors, thoughts, emotions, decisions without our awareness.
It's worth a mention, actually, that, and I don't know how much this cost your publisher, but your book, the physical cover of the book, has texture issues. The back is rough and a little bit gritty. The front is nice and smooth. Help me understand that.
Yeah, well, I was very pleased that it was the idea of the publisher, and that shows that they thought highly of the book, I think. But I'm very glad that you noticed that, because I'm talking about texture and how we use in metaphors. You know, we say, I had a hard day, we had a smooth sailing, I had a rough day. And apparently, just touching something rough or smooth actually influences the way we perceive other people and the way we behave. For example, if you touch something soft, there is a better chance you will be a softer negotiator and change your initial offer than if you touch something hard.
So what am I supposed to do the next time I negotiate my contract? Should I make sure that my boss touches something hard and what? No, she needs to touch something soft and
exactly.
Warm. Soft and warm. And then I have to touch something hard and cold so that I can win and she's on the defensive,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And let me add something else.
Okay.
Make sure you choose the right chair when you negotiate about your with your boss. Make her sit on a soft chair. You sit on a hard chair, because studies have shown that it's really affected the decisions. Also, I suggest give her something sweet to eat. Seriously, because studies have shown that those who ate sweet things were more generous.
But that kind of goes to the point, right? She's probably going to hear this interview, so she'll know and she'll be forewarned. But what are we supposed to do as the consuming public? I mean, marketers, as we know, are and this is pejorative, a dastardly lot, and they use any trick they can.
Exactly. But I think that if you know all this, you're a little bit less manipulated, because you think, why did I make this choice? Is it because I touched something soft or hard? Is it because of that? Or is it because of the real issue? And I think once you know all these results, I know it affected me, definitely.
Thelma Lobel, she is a professor of psychology at Tel Aviv University. Her new book is called Sensation, the New Science of Physical Intelligence. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.